This is Eugene B. Colson with Mind Controlled America. This will be my, I believe it's my fourth or fifth show. What is mind control? Mind control on a neuro-linguistic programming level. The news, the way they preach at you, they're constantly broadcasting how they want you to think. Shows like Rush Limbaugh. Rush Limbaugh is an operative. And Rush Limbaugh, if you don't want to claim you're an operative, we'll give you the opportunity to come on this show and deny it. You, and quite a few of his callers are setups. They're trying to control the way America thinks. In churches, the CIA and the mob run most of the churches in this country, and most preachers are CIA operatives, mafia guys, Jesuits on the sly, Illuminati, and satanic priests. And how did I find this? I found this with a reverse speech machine. If you're not familiar with reverse speech, I would suggest you go to reversespeech.com, which was discovered by David John Oates, and learn what it is. I thought I was a normal, everyday American until the year 2000. I had gotten my hands on a reverse speech machine in 96 when I heard David John Oates on the Art Bell Show doing reversals of O.J. Smith. Now, what is reverse speech? Reverse speech is you take a tape-recorded message from anyone. You play it backwards. You'll hear a portion of a person's thoughts or beliefs. David John Oates takes the limited definition of a reversal that he only takes it if it has to do with what they're saying forward. Babies learn to speak backwards first. You can tape them in while they're doing their gibberish, and quite often you'll hear them clearly talking. Well, once I got a machine and I found out that this, in fact, was the case, I started running sermon tapes through from Worldwide Church of God because I heard for years that they were mafia and CIA. And so I found out they were mafia, they were CIA, they were satanic priests. One minister, Dennis Pelley, I found was a satanic priest, CIA, and a Gambino mafia, Monsignor. And he's not a very good man, and he's dying of pancreatic cancer, as many of them are. God is out of his box. In the Bible, it talks about in the end times, everything will be revealed. And I believe this is a part of it. Now, hopefully my guest is going to come on the show today, Kurt Anaheim. We've been having a little bit of trouble getting through to his live line, and we're going to talk about how to battle the beast and save you money in the same process. And hopefully Kurt's going to come on the line soon. But in spite of that, I would recommend that everyone, listening audience, get the software that you can put on your computer, the editing software, or buy a reverse speech machine from David John Oates, and start checking out your preachers. Because quite a few of them aren't what they claim to be. Now, an easy way to pick out a preacher that's mind control, you go into the church. They got three screens playing the video of the preacher on the wall. They have a rock show before the thing. And then they launch into their diatribe. And what many of them do is, like Greg Laurie, will misquote the Bible. Or he'll quote several scriptures and add them together to come up with hybrid issues. And they all want to talk about love. They all want to talk about grace. They want to talk about repentance. But here's the one thing none of them want to talk about. That is, how do you keep the two great commandments? Now, I put it this way, as far as Christians go. Jesus came along, and he was showing the Pharisees on every instance they were hypocrites. They weren't keeping the Ten Commandments or the laws, other laws and ordinances that were given to Moses. Not one of them did. Every time he was pointing out what hypocrites they were and that they could not, in fact, keep the law. Well, then he came along and he says, okay, guys, I'm going to keep it simple, stupid. I'm just going to give you two commandments. Love God with your whole heart, mind, body, and soul, and love your neighbor as yourself. Okay, well, now how do we prove this? You can look at time after time after time that Jesus helped people who were in need. He, you know, he says, you give it to the least of the brethren, you've given it unto me. You help the poor and the downtrodden, you've helped him. So what does that mean as far as us? Does that mean we should go to church and give all our donations to the church? No. You really want to help Jesus, help your neighbor that's downtrodden. And if you want to go give money to the church, fine, but help the needy first. And that's how we prove we love God with our whole mind, body, and soul, and love your neighbor and yourself. Now, I know in the mind-controlled church, Worldwide Church of God, they taught that we had to have a warning message, that our entire job was to warn the world that Christ is coming. And they would actually look down upon organizations that actually helped people, because our whole mission was to warn the world by paying large sums of money to churches. Now, and they claim, well, you have to tithe. Okay, what is tithing? This is another mind control thing that they like to do for their financial benefit. Tithing was given to ancient Israel, that they shall tithe 10% of their increase from the crops or cattle that God gives them every year. Now, did they tithe on the rocks they gathered to build their homes, the sticks they gathered to heat their homes, the leather goods they manufactured or other manufactured items with their labor? No. They could give offerings on that, but there was no commanded 10% of their labor anywhere in the Bible. So all these different churches that want to teach you that you have to tithe 10% of your money to them from your labor is all just an extra burden taxation on the American people or anyone worldwide. Now, you can look at where Jesus said, how many have gone to the temple and they tithe of the mint, seed, anise, and cumin, referring to the Pharisees. And they said, of this you should have done so, but you neglect the weightier matters of the law. In one instance where they were refusing to support their elderly parents because they declared all the money they were going to give to them Corbin, which means they were going to give it to the church. They didn't have any money to even take care of their own. Mm-hmm. Hello, Kurt.
Hello.
Okay, I was doing a little bit of explanation on religious mind control. You and I have had extensive conversations on mind control, have we not?
Oh, yes.
Okay, and the reason I brought you on today was there's an area of mind control in corporate America to where everybody wants to act like these hybrid cars are the latest in technology and the best way to attack the gasoline and fuel costs.
Mm-hmm.
And I know there's technology out there that has been out there long before they came out with these hybrid cars that the big boys have been putting down.
Sure.
And you're connected with an outfit that right now they're selling hydrogen cells. Would you care to explain what those are?
Sure. Generates HHO gas. And by doing that, the monatomic hydrogen, monatomic oxygen that we add to the fuel makes that fuel more volatile, and as a result, burns better and faster. We do actually four things to the fuel. We break the covalent bonds of the gasoline with an additive we call covalizer, and then we ionize and vaporize and with a heat exchanger the fuel such that we vaporize it with the heat from the radiator hose. And then we magnetically ionize it with magnets, strong, powerful magnets that are in this aluminum magnetic heat exchanger. And then the final step and most important step is the volatilization phase where we do this with water gas. This is electrolyzed water. We put distilled water in there and turn it into water gas, break it into HHO, which is the gaseous state of water. And with that, we add that through the air intake before the air filter and cause engine to burn a whole lot more efficiently. However, the most important component of our system defrauds the computer on the car, and that we call an optimizer. So we've actually done four things to the fuel. We've covalized, ionized, vaporized, and volatilized it so that it'll burn best and faster to make it more efficient. But the trick is to overcome the computer, which is rigged to prevent that. because the computer on your car actually is programmed to detect if one of the mileage in that car was designed to allow. And when that happens, you're faced with the, going into the default condition, default mode. In default mode, it the mileage returns to what is on the sticker of the car when you bought it.
Now, so in other words, you're telling me that the car computers are designed to use as much gas as possible.
Well, that's right. They're not going to let you get over a threshold. As soon as it senses that, I mean, they're using the emissions control circuitry and system to detect if the mileage is in excess of what they want you to get. And as soon as it is, they make sure that you don't get any more mileage. Since the computer controls the injection, it just pushes more gas into the engine if it senses that it's getting too efficient. And it's rigged to do that in at a threshold condition, 15, maybe 30%. So this is why some HHO systems out there that don't have the optimizer might get some mileage up to 30%. But if they try to get 50% or more, they're going to go into default mode and lose it. And this is what makes us unique. We've got a system that has been giving and granting 50% minimum increase in mileage. So if you're getting 10, you'll get 15. If you're getting 20, you'll get 30 miles to the gallon or more. And we've often gotten double. In fact, that's our average.
Now, this little computer you put on there, no one else offers this mini computer that attaches to the car computer.
Right. That's correct. We're the only ones with what they call the optimizer. And you can find this at, it's a Hydrosys fuel cell system, and you can find it at BeFreeTech.com.
Why don't you give them your contact information, say it slowly, so you can get it out there.
Oh, yeah. The website address is BeFreeTech.com. That's BeFreeTech.com.
And you sell these hydrogen cells. What do they go for?
Right now, $1,040.
And how long does it take you to get one?
9 weeks. About nine weeks from the time you order. And that's because we're so overwhelmed with orders that we're swimming in them. Demand is huge.
I just got mine in last week, and I guess it was about 9 weeks from the time I bought it. I figured I couldn't afford it, so I bought it on credit. Because of these high gas prices, it'll pay for itself pretty quick. Now, how much does it cost to get one of these installed on your car?
Well, somewhere between $400 and $600, we think. Maybe a little more with the tuning, but in the neighborhood of $400 to $600. Because they, worst case, $1,000 from stem to stern, so.
Now, initially, didn't they come out with a single cell unit, and now they come out with what?
Yeah, now the double cell produces more gas. It's a configuration that provides anywhere from 60 to 120 liters per hour of water gas, which means it'll volatilize the fuel in an engine running with three cylinders all the way up to 10 cylinders.
This show is Mind Controlled America, and what the slant that we're going to go after the big boys, which are involved in CIA, MKUltra, Operation Monarch Mind Control, is they own all the big companies, the oil companies, everything, power companies, everything.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to go into a little bit about the man who came up with this stuff, Dennis Lee, because he has a long history of being attacked by the oil companies and the big boys. Is that correct?
Oh, yes. That is true. He's definitely been, in fact, it would be considered the firing pin behind radically revolutionary technologies. And it's largely due to the fact that these technologies exist, that we still have some semblance of freedom left. And that I can explain later.
But now, Dennis Lee, wasn't he, in 1987, wasn't he demonstrating a generator, and a SWAT team kicked down his door and arrested him?
Yeah, what year did you just say it was?
87.
87, that sounds about right, yes. And they kicked down his door, took all the models away, sent everybody home. And ultimately ended up throwing him in jail with no charge or no trial.
Now, tell me about the generator that he was demonstrating that got him arrested.
Yeah, back then it was a low-temperature phase change system. It would utilize energy from the air in any temperature. You could even use it in the cold north, and it would still produce energy from the heat in the air. The heat energy, it would absorb it and utilize it with a Fisher engine, and he was doing that with CO2, and simply the freezing point of CO2 works such that you could absorb heat energy from anything, any temperature. and utilize it to make power. He demonstrated that in the room with 600 people in it, and it was shortly thereafter that they kicked the doors in and stopped him.
Now, wasn't that generator large enough to power a house?
Yes. I don't know if that one in those days would have been, could have been, though. It certainly was capable of making, of being made to such, but we never got that far in those days.
Now, what was he eventually charged with? What did the big boys who don't want technology to keep America free and more productive, what was the charge?
Well, initially it was fraud, but he was exonerated of that charge. And then they went after him with what they called the Sellers, and I say exonerated because the world-class scientist came to his aid in the courtroom and said, well, if he's guilty, so am I. He explained how it worked and told, you know, and then of course the judge had to listen because here's a world-class scientist who had helped him develop and was part of the development team and was telling absolutely that that technology worked and that he was part of it. So it wasn't fraud. It was a case where he was just being persecuted, really, not prosecuted for nothing. But anyway, ultimately he was exonerated of the fraud charge, so then they had to think of some other way to keep him out of circulation, so they went after him with the thing they called the Sellers Assisted Marketing Plan Act, a SAMP Act in California. And so then with no basis for that whatsoever, probably 300 million violators, if they could be such a thing, in the state of California, they decided to persecute him with this little-known misdemeanor code violation.
Wasn't it just a simple marketing form that did not fill out?
It's also described as the worm farm law, because it would be a thing where if you sold anything for over $500 and you had someone else explaining it to them how they would do that, that you had to fill some form out. It's a ridiculous, silly law that doesn't make any sense anyway. But they used that law to claim that he was violating something. They had to come up with something, and that was what they came up with. So ultimately, of course, they never proved that he violated that law, and his lawyer didn't think he had done anything that law had anything to do with. So ultimately, they threw him in jail without any charge or trial, and that actually happened in the courtroom. It was something like this. Dennis was in the arraignment, and the judge says, well, I have the unpleasant duty of putting you in jail today, son. And Dennis says, well, wait a minute, Judge, we haven't even had a trial. And the judge says, well, you got a hell of a case for an appeal there, son, but here's how it works. You take the bailiff there, put the handcuffs on you, and you take you out to jail, and let's try it. And that's almost verbatim right out of the court record, and you can read that in the book, The Alternative, that Dennis Lee wrote, that describes exactly what happened to him so many years ago.
Where would someone get this book, The Alternative?
Oh, yeah, you can also order it off BeFreeTech.com. Again, the website and the place to find it would be on the shopping cart.
Okay. Now, didn't they set his bond at $1 million?
Yes. On a Sellers Assisted Marketing Plan Act, yes. So it's totally absurd, everything that happened in those. Of course, a lot of this that goes on is totally absurd, but anytime there's someone that's challenging the powers that be, you get this kind of treatment. And a lot of people don't know that's going on, but it has been going on for a long time. And certainly Dennis is an example of it.
Now, was it 10 months or longer that he spent in jail that particular time?
It was longer than 10 months. I think it was close to 2 years, pretty close to 2 years that he spent in jail before a lady from the Little Hoover Commission, who at the behest of his wife, marched down to the jail and just took him out of jail, said, you have no charge, no trial on this guy, you're going to let him out now, and they did. So that's how he got out of jail.
Am I correct? Am I under the correct understanding that they were refusing people to post that $1 million bond?
Yeah, I believe that's right. That's a little muddy. I'm not sure, but I think it's described in the alternative.
What about the witnesses when they charged him with fraud? Did they go out and coerce some people?
Yes, it's exactly right. That's why I was referring to this world-class scientist who came to his aid. They had already threatened him, and he had already gone to Germany to try to avoid the danger to his family. They had threatened his family.
Threatened to kill him?
He said a particular deputy who was sitting there in the courtroom was the one, and he pointed fingered at him, and he says, you know, he's the one, he told me that he was going to, I forget, something to the effect he was going to do something to his family if he didn't leave the country. And so ultimately he did, and then when he came back, he said, well, you're going to kill me now, or are you going to take me outside? You know, he just was tired of being coerced in such a manner, and so he just told that guy right there in front of his face, right there in the courtroom, that he had been coerced.
Well, back to the issue, were people coerced in signing the complaint?
This I don't remember them. Those details, again, I'd read the alternative to find.
Well, I had heard that they were coerced, and when they got on the stand, that they all said, the government made me sign this, or they're going to put me in jail for the rest of my life. He defrauded me of nothing.
Uh-huh, okay. Yeah, you've been reading recently. Good. Okay.
Great. All right. Now, did any of these people that were in charge of the arrest, the prosecutor or the judge, get promoted after they did the dirty deed to Dennis?
I do believe so, yes. I don't remember who, but I do remember the judge was, yeah, they all get promoted. Everybody involved was, I think even the, one became the attorney general ultimately. And so she's the attorney general in Washington, I think. But, I mean, we'll see. Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's the case.
Well, I did my own investigation when I read the stuff and Googled Dennis Lee, and there was good information and there was bad information. Now,
okay.
Isn't there one particular detractor out there that goes after anybody that's doing any kind of hydrogen cell system?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Do you remember his name?
Oh, yeah, if you're referring to Derek Krieg, oh, yes. Yeah.
So anytime anybody comes up with something to where they can save money and cost the big boys money that they can't rob out of your pocket, this character goes after them and says they're all frauds. Is that correct?
Well, he does his best to undermine everything that would be non-mitigating. I mean, anything that mitigates or demonstrates anything to him that we're actually producing some results would be undermined or disparaged or disregarded. So that's generally how he operates. His purpose, I'm relatively sure, is to just do that. He's probably paid well for that purpose. And if not, then he's I guess you could call him a useful idiot.
Yeah, now let's talk about, and to the listeners, Dennis Lee is the guy I want you to Google. I want you to do your own little investigation because I have, and I found him out to be what he says he is. I've talked with people that traveled around the country where they, you know, what years did they travel around the country and put on all these demonstrations at major universities?
Yeah, in 1990, well, in major universities, yeah, there was all sorts of things that happened. But also in 1999, we did demonstrations in all 47 states of the Hummingbird motor producing 5 times more output energy measured on a dynamometer relative to the power supplied electrically. And so that, and Dennis went all over the country and proved it in front of scientists, and scientists were allowed to come up and measure and verify, and everyone verified that, in fact, the results were accurate, and the dynamometer was reflecting correctly the output power. So here we have a device that produces 5 times more output energy than is measured applied. And then the subsequent year, 2001, Dennis brought the Hummingbird motor in 50 states, and this is a 100% efficient motor utilizing magnets in the same manner or a similar manner, such that its output energy in electrical energy is equivalent to what is applied mechanically. So we have a generator that's 100% efficient and a motor that's 5 times more efficient than, well, it appears to be. In fact, what it's doing is it's harnessing the magnets, the energy that is supplied by magnets, and we're getting 5 times more output energy from those magnets than is applied. So we could hook those two devices together, and if we ran them such that we put them in a closed loop, which we've never done, we would do that in such that they would produce excess power, 4 units out of free power constantly. And this is how we plan ultimately to make electricity for free, is a technology that like that, or it could be something different, because it depends on what at the time is most appropriate. But there are many ways to make electricity for free, and that's just one of them.
Now, could they, with this technology, couldn't they modify the existing power plants and generate possibly 5 times the amount of electricity?
Sure, of course.
And so the grid would still be there. People wouldn't be losing their jobs.
Right.
I mean, I would even be in favor of them, the power companies, upping their profit margin so they can retrofit this and use this excess energy in possibly building aluminum factories. Because aluminum is the most abundant mineral on the face of the planet. And if we had aluminum plants popping up right, left, and center, because the biggest cost of making aluminum once you have the plant is electricity. Mm-hmm. We could have aluminum bodies for cars. They could have structural aluminum replacing most of the structural steel market. Because unless you're close to the ocean, that aluminum's not going to oxidize and rust like a piece mm-hmm. of steel it is.
Sure. Or plastic. Yeah. We could have done that, too.
Now, wasn't Dennis Lee a Vietnam combat veteran?
Yes.
Would you care to, you know, say a little bit more about that?
I don't actually know much more about that, but you're right. I am aware, very definitely aware that he was.
How many times, I mean, that's what gave him his courage every time they've threatened him. How many times have they threatened to harm him or his family?
Many. I'm sure that that's been going on ever since you got started with this project, and that's 30 years ago. 30 years ago, he got involved, and so actually in those days, he didn't know how much resistance he would encounter, but in fact, I think he thought we would just go to heaven in a little rowboat if we had a demonstration in a room with 600 people. In other words, we'd all be able to bring free electricity, no problem, but 600 people was not enough, and this is why he's now aware the only way we're ever going to bring technology that's radically revolutionary is through a great deal of public awareness. And so one stage at a time, we're bringing this technology. We started with the hydroassist fuel cell now, and as many people as are become aware that we've been defrauded in our cars with mileage theft, because that's how the computer is programmed, we'll lead from that to what's called a pre-ignition catalytic converter. And this is a dramatically magical technology that's going to bring you a tremendous amount of mileage, over 100 miles to the gallon in every vehicle. And then beyond that, of course, free electricity. So one step at a time, we're staging the awareness, the public awareness, that we'll need in order to overcome suppression of technology.
So that means, let's just say, whether it's Obama or McCain, if they decided to declare war on energy, and they put us on a footing like we were in the Second World War, of manufacturing 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, do you think, and requiring all these power companies to retrofit, do you think that we could possibly be energy-free and exporting in a year or so?
Oh, of course. It could be done if there was a will, if there was a public will, and forcing the government will to do what's right, and this is why the public awareness is so important.
Well, I do have some big boy contacts. I'm not going to mention them by name, and through those, I'm lobbying them to do, in fact, what we're talking about here.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I know when the military went over to Iraq both times, well, the first time Saudi Arabia paid for the oil, but the second time, the biggest cost of our military in Iraq is the fuel.
Mm-hmm.
Could you imagine, what was that last device you were talking about?
The pre-ignition catalytic converter?
Yes.
Yeah, okay, it would dramatically reduce the amount of fuel consumption if you could get over 100 miles to the gallon with every car. And then back dramatically more than that by reforming the fuel, which is how that operates.
And that'll work on diesel or gas?
Diesel or gas, absolutely. And it reforms the fuel in a manner that converts it to plasma. And this plasma stream is a fourth state of matter. It's its elemental form. And when the fuel burns in this manner, it's very clean. There's almost no pollution. We eliminate the pollution altogether with the hydroassist fuel cell, because the two together eliminate what is called the nitrous oxides, or NOx. So now there's no pollution, or virtually no pollution, coming out of any car. And you're getting dramatically increased mileage. So this is where we're headed and what we think we'll be able to do in come August, September, October, somewhere in there, we'll be bringing the PICC.
And so, now, are they or are they not going to guarantee a 400% fuel savings?
Oh, well, I don't know about the guarantee on the 400% for the PICC. That I haven't heard a confirmation of that, but I think it's going to be even more dramatic than that. So we'll just wait and see.
Well, I've had discussions with you, and they're averaging 700% right now.
Right. It's better just to leave that alone, I suppose, because it's so dramatic that it will cause a stir if we start talking about how dramatic is that mileage increase.
Okay.
It's going to be very exciting.
Now, do you have to change the engine oil as often? Does it get dirtier, cleaner, what?
Right. It will completely eliminate the need to change the oil altogether because there won't be any carbon in the oil or the engine for that matter. And the engine life will be extended dramatically because you're not going to be wasting all that fuel that's designed to wear out the engine prematurely. That's part of the reason, or it might be an excuse, if you will, for them to use have designed their computer in such a manner where it works with the emissions control circuitry to prevent you from getting mileage, which is the way it's designed now.
Now, you have a business line where you accept calls for orders. Will you care to give that out on the air?
Certainly, be fine. 386-322-1213. 386-322-1213.
And how long have you been working with Dennis Lee?
12 years. Bought my dealership in 1996. Best thing I ever did.
Well, you know, I saw some information on the net. Somebody said they bought a dealership and they were ripped off. How come you're not ripped off?
The difference is I'm willing to work on it. I mean, I'm actually willing to do something with this incredible opportunity that I have through this company. And so it's the best thing I ever did.
Now, how many of these hydrogen assist cells have you sold so far?
Just about 400 since I got started.
This year?
In the last 3 months, about 300 of those 400 were sold. So
yeah,
about 100 a month now.
And I know the company's reputable because when they first came out, they came out with a single hydrogen cell, and they had some problems with, what, about 10% of them?
Yes. Yep.
And in fact, what was their solution to that problem?
Well, they've changed the fuel cell altogether. Now we've got a double fuel cell, which produces twice as much gas, and it does it in a manner vastly superior to the other one. It works as its own dryer. It doesn't require the dryer to be external, so we've combined the functions of the reservoir such that it behaves as a dryer as well. So it's a really neat system that works.
But anybody who had a problem, they returned the single cell and gave them a brand new double cell. Is that correct?
Some. Actually, the single cell works fine. In fact, we've got some producing with 8 amps for only the 1.5 liters per minute of water gas. That's quite adequate, more than enough, in fact, for even some 8 cylinders. So that works quite nicely.
I know you had one of the problem single cells. Did you get your replacement yet?
No, not yet, but I expect to get one in the not too distant future.
Well, I had found out about you by a mutual friend, Rich Weirich, up in Michigan. He's a mechanic. And a mutual friend told me about this hydrogen cell.
Right.
And so me and Rich started talking. And by the way, it was via Mind Control Worldwide Church of God affiliate churches that were all linked together.
Oh, wow.
And I know he put it on an 07 Chevy minivan, and the mileage went from 30 miles a gallon to 66.
Right.
He put it on an 04 Ford Explorer, went from 15 miles a gallon to currently 36.
Uh-huh.
And he tried to put one on an 08 Ford Taurus.
Right.
And was unsuccessful, and he just took it off and gave the guy his money back. Now, what did the company offer this man on this Ford Taurus?
Oh, we would have given him a full refund, except that Richard wanted it so badly that he took it off the car and bought it from him, so... But yes, I would have given him a full refund had he requested it, because if we can't get the mileage, we just no problem. We just give you a full refund. We expect if we had worked on it long enough that we would have achieved it.
Well, didn't the company make an offer to give him a free one if they could take it to California and test it?
Yeah, actually that is true, because the Ford Taurus is the one we're going to be using for the car. That's California Air Resources Board certification or testing that happens in California. It relates to California law.
And so this man would have given him a free one, put it on for free, one of the guys from the parent company, and all he had to do was let him use it for a month, take it out to California, and pass the emissions test.
Right. Yeah.
Well, gee, you know, I would like you to do that with my
Nissan
Versa.
Well,
Now, I know that some of the 08 cars they're having a little bit of problems. Are they working on a device to overcome those additional problems, electronic device?
That's right. We have a thing called the 4X, and that we hope that will have incorporated in it all the new tricks that they're working on to foil and disable the ability of us to get more mileage out of your car. That's what they've been doing with their computers, making it more and more difficult to do this.
Has any of these car companies ever contacted Dennis Lee or yourself saying, hey, well, let's use this and make some money, you know, sell more cars with it? Anybody
there
connected?
There is some possibility. Dennis hasn't been, but I do believe that may be happening. See, it's not something about which he's been clear about, but he's just possibly as whales, so we'll see.
Now, has there been any instances where they've tried to kill Dennis Lee over the years?
Yes, several attempts on it have taken place long ago before, I guess, the firing pin consideration became involved. Now, with so many radically revolutionary technologies waiting in the wings, the fact that they do exist could denude those in charge or control right now from their power. And rather than mess with our program and project, they would rather leave things well enough alone.
Well,
so
you know,
that
I haven't
happened in recent years.
I haven't offered to the big boys out there that are controlling, you know, power in industry and oil. Why not make your money on insider trading with all these new factories that could pop up here, there, and everywhere that you could own with this technology so that the American people, all the way down to the common man and woman, can benefit?
Okay.
I mean, you're not going to eliminate insider trading, but my suggestion to these wonderful people is they jump on this and, okay, you know, they all end up more richer and have more stuff because energy could be the cheapest commodity in America today.
Right.
Now, what is the cost of that PCC, catalytic converter unit?
Okay, we're roughly estimating at this stage of the game, since it's only a guess, about $3,500.
Now, are they going to give you credit for if you had one of the HAC?
HAFCs? Well, no, because that's going to stay on your car. You're going to have one of those. It's a prerequisite, because we want to totally eliminate the pollution in your car, and it also serves to work in conjunction with the PICC to improve the overall performance, as well as eliminate the pollution, which is why we're going to make sure that you have one before you even get a PICC. And those who have hydroassist fuel cells will be first in line to receive pre-ignition catalytic converters.
Now, don't they offer a fuel additive for diesels that could help the trucking industry at this point in time?
Yes, we do have a covalizer that we discovered has in scientific what we call an orange test, scientific mileage test, produced results in the neighborhood of 20% increase on a diesel with the covalizer all by itself.
And what does that cost?
It's only $20 for a bottle, and it costs about 12 cents a gallon to treat the fuel.
So now, how many gallons will that treat?
166.
So I believe that's an average load for a semi at
right.
The truck stop, isn't it?
Right. So you dump one can in it when you fill up. One can is 16 ounces.
Well, if anybody knows any truckers out there, I would suggest that they get this information to them, because I know these guys are suffering.
Mm-hmm.
They're hardworking people, and this phony energy crisis. Well, I'm going to tell the listeners why this is a phony energy crisis, even with the technology we're using right now. The Bushes, the Clintons, the McCains have been dumping trillions of dollars into Iraq so they can get billions of dollars in kickbacks. So they get richer and richer. We get poor because of the cost of fuel costs, and over a million people in places like Africa and Asia are going to starve to death because the dollar is going down, just so that they can get richer.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if these men want to repent and say, hey, wait a minute, you know, I don't want to be in this satanic system anymore, well, I would suggest them to start embracing this technology, because it's going to be here one way or another. And, you know, we need this now. We don't need this tomorrow. We need this technology now. Why don't you go ahead and give them your contact information again, Kurt?
Sure. The website address is befreetech.com. B as in baby, EFREETECH.com. And the phone number, 386-322-1213.
And my contact information is Eugene B. Colson at yahoo.com. If you wish to contact me, it's UGENEBCULSON at yahoo.com. Eugene B. Colson at yahoo.com. If you have any questions on this particular stuff, don't email that to me. Email that to Kirk. Mm-hmm. Now, can you imagine how much money we would save in the Defense Department if they retrofitted every ship that burns diesel with this?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, costs would go down to the floor, I mean, as far as operating the military.
Right.
I a year and a half ago, when I emailed Northrop Grumman and I told him I can make your Aurora project power plant go faster, which is the three-stage reverse Ram-Gill blast combustion, which I figured out in 91 when they ferried me to and from Gulf 1 in the SR-71. And when we got back, I asked the pilots how it worked. And all I did was, took me 5 minutes to figure out combining a steel mill blast furnace concept in the exhaust tube of the SR-71 and for the SR-72, and they will achieve Mach 18.2 on atmosphere for fuel. If any of the listeners out there watch the Aurora project on the History Channel, and they're talking about three vapor donuts in the upper stratosphere with three sonic booms, that's a three-stage reverse Ram-Gill blast combustion, which they stole from me, and I get nothing on it. And it kicks in at Mach 4.2 by Mach 7.1, and it's running entirely on atmosphere. Well, a year and a half ago, I had figured out how to make it go faster. So I emailed Northrop Grumman and said, let's make a deal. Their former let's make a deal was to gas my house, sedative, antidote, and sodium pentothal, and I figured out the six missing links for the X-83. What is the X-83? The X-83 is the aircraft, not spacecraft, that's going to replace the space shuttle. It'll achieve Mach 26.4 on slingshot escape velocity, safety margin Mach 2, and of course it needs hydrogen and oxygen for the minimal outer space maneuvering to hit the space station. But I also figured out a jet engine that runs on atmosphere for fuel. Now, this same technology, Kurt, could be applied to those generators, because electricity is a big part of turning atmosphere to fuel. Dennis Lee's technology would greatly improve it, wouldn't it?
Oh, boy, definitely.
I mean, you know, even if they wanted to be a little cheap on it and say, okay, well, they could fill up most of those fuel tanks with water. And the electricity would separate the water and turn it into fuel, would it not?
Sure.
Now, you've heard of the Joe cell, correct?
Mm-hmm. I've heard of it, yeah.
Yeah. I'm under the understanding that this guy in Australia that made it, basically a hydrogen thing, mm-hmm. machine, they tried to kill him, so he took it off his car and dismantled it. Have you
yeah.
heard of any other cases like this?
Oh, yes. Well, they did successfully kill Stanley Meyer when he brought super productive hydrogen separation with a resonant technology.
And tell me more about him.
Well, Stanley was, I believe he came from Ohio. Anyway, he had worked with Dennis Lee for a while, and Dennis told him he was amazed when Stanley wanted to go work for the government to power army tanks. They bited him after. At such point as he was already able to power his water-powered dune buggy with water. And in fact, I have a video on the website. If you go to my media page, and you can see that video with Stanley Meyer driving down the road, powered on with his water-powered dune buggy. Subsequent to that, they wanted him to come and work at the Pentagon. And for some reason, and I have no idea why. Stanley apparently believed they were telling him that they would work with him and that they would bring this technology to the planet, and they were powering army tanks with the water. So, okay, that was his first project, and they built this great big institute for him to do that. And when he was successful at the event where they were celebrating his success, he hoisted a toast, drank down his toast, and found himself clutching his throat, left the building and keeled over dead. So it was obviously a poisoning. So he was poisoned to death because he wanted to help the planet with technology that would have freed it, liberated them, but using water power, using water, the power that's in water. There's lots and lots of it. And if we can liberate it, and he was able to with a frequency-based high voltage, high frequency separator, that's what happens to you. If you're working by yourself, his mistake was that he was the only one who understood how his technology worked because he was afraid that if someone else figured it out or learned what it was, he would be exploited. Well, that unfortunately is why he met his demise. He was the only one who knew how his technology worked. And so killing him eliminated the technology from being brought forward. So that's how they did it.
Yeah, they have a long history of that. I've read over the years of a company that a guy figured out how to extrude aircraft aluminum at a quarter of the cost, and they hung that company out. They gave it a big contract, and then once they started producing it, they wouldn't pay them, and the company went under, and I know that they seized that equipment and destroyed it after the company went bankrupt.
Mm-hmm.
And I know there was a computer that was a carburetor that was invented in the 20s, mm-hmm, that averaged 200 miles to the gallon.
Right.
And if I'm correct, do you know anything about this carburetor?
Sure, that was Charles Pogue. Yeah, Charles Pogue had a carburetor that was producing upwards of 200 miles to the gallon, and in order to get that out of circulation, the oil companies changed the fuel formulation. They hired chemists to figure out how to disable that carburetor so that it wouldn't get that mileage. And subsequently, after they figured out how to stop that with just changing the fuel, all of a sudden all these people who were getting mileage weren't getting mileage anymore. And then they eliminated carburetors from cars. This is when they decided they better put fuel injection in all the cars. So they started insisting, changing the design of automobiles so that they could control the injection with the computer.
One suggestion that I have for you that I'd like you to pass on to Dennis Lee. It would be nice when we have these units put on our car if we have a gauge that we could mount in the dashboard to see how much energy we're producing. Is it amperage or that's the key thing?
Mm-hmm. Amperage is not the key thing. In fact, less current draw on our water fuel cell is a good thing. Our objective is to produce more water gas with less current. And over time, our water fuel cells do get better as a result of them electroplating out the impurities. The longer they run, the better they get.
Now, don't you have to use some emulsifier with this system as well?
Yeah. Well, it's a caustic, and it's an electrolyte, really. And what it's doing is making the water capable of conducting so that it will properly produce the water gas. So,
yeah. I know Dennis has a school up there to teach mechanics how to do this. Why don't you tell us how that process works?
Oh, sure. In New Jersey, it's in Newfoundland, New Jersey. There are trainings every other week, every 2 weeks. Next one in New Jersey is on the 7th of July. And in Tulsa, Oklahoma, we have one coming up on the 30th of June. And I believe those are going to be every 2 weeks also, staggered. And then there are classes throughout the nation, all over the country, and you can read them at installersupport.info. That's another website, which you can also find linked from befreetech.com.
And this costs $1,000?
Yes, that's a 5-day training class, and when they're finished with the training class, they can train others to do the installations of these hydroassist fuel cell systems.
Well, you have one down near you, don't you?
One down there near me, yes. Well, there's one in Port Charlotte, in Florida. Is that what you mean?
I was referring to Roger over in Orlando.
Oh, yeah, and another one, yep, Roger in Orlando. Yep, there are two. There's also a couple in Dufuniak Springs, and they're all over the country now. There's a big list of them now at installersupport.info.
And I noticed when you send your units out, they did charge $1,000 for the entire DVD instruction course, but you're sending a free course out to anyone who buys a unit. Is that correct?
Absolutely correct. Yep, the whole course that we used to sell for $1,000, now we're providing for free with a kit.
Yeah, I know. I'm trying to get my brother to do that. My brother's a very good mechanic up in Ohio, and at first he thought you guys were a scam because quite a few of those other companies that say they can do what they can do can't. Mm-hmm. And he researched you guys, and he said you guys are the real deal. And he's currently watching those videos now. And hopefully I can get him to attend one of those 5-day courses.
Great, yes. Great.
And anything else you want to add on these systems? Any of the other products you sell that could help people save money?
Oh, sure. One thing that comes immediately to mind is everybody needs a set of magnetic laundry balls. We call it the MagnaClean laundry system. And if you put a pair of those magnets in your washer, it eliminates the need to ever use laundry soap again. And this is because the water becomes wetter in a manner that requires no chemicals. So your clothes are not only chemical-free, but they're just as clean as they would have been with detergent. You need to buy nothing other than the MagnaClean laundry system one time, and they cost $65.
And how long have you been using these?
Oh, gosh, over 10 years or so since I became a dealer.
It's white?
Oh, yeah. It does just exactly what detergent does. If detergent would have gotten your whites white, it will. But detergent, in some cases, has Clorox in it. So if you're using chlorine, obviously, you're going to have to soak them in chlorine in advance if you want to get the whitening effect. But generally speaking, for cleaning purposes, getting your clothes truly clean, the magnets do exactly what the detergent does. Ionize the water, make it wetter, causing the water to penetrate the cloth, which is how it works.
And what about the other products you sell?
There's the fire barrier is another product that's real good. It can soak it into the porosity of wood, and it makes the wood much slower burning, which would make it a whole lot safer. There's the ThermaGuard product, which it does what insulation does, and all you have to do is paint it on. And you paint two coats. You first use a silver and then a white, and when you paint it all, you've got a product that will prevent the transfer of heat energy through. You could use it instead of insulation because it does exactly what insulation does. And a large amount of insulation could be used to replace the very thin coat of paint.
So, have you painted that on your house?
No, I haven't, because we're thinking of probably moving into a bigger place. So I haven't here, but it's something certainly is a good idea.
Do you know of many people that have painted on this house and claim to have huge savings on their heating and cooling bills?
Everybody that's bought it loves it, so I haven't had any complaints. So apparently it's working for them.
Do you have any kind of percentage of fuel savings that they're claiming?
No, I can't speak to that, but it's the same as it would be if you had insulation. It's just that it's a little better than insulation would be from the standpoint that it's easier and cheaper than insulation to put in your house. You could use it instead of, so.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm more of the dual fail-safe. Paint it and still use the insulation.
Put insulation in. Okay, well, that's fine. And, of course, it's already going to be there anyway in most houses, so you're just going to get an additional heat barrier or cooling barrier.
And what do these products cost, and how much coverage will they cover? And what sizes do they come in?
200 square feet, roughly, on the fire barrier per gallon. And it's about the same for the water. It's basically coverage, just this painting coverage. And the fire barrier is, I forget now, I've got to look on my website. ThermaGuard, again, the prices have changed recently, about $100 a gallon. Yeah, about $100 a gallon for the 2 gallons. So
and you get about 200 foot of coverage on both of those?
Mm-hmm.
Is that with two coats or one coat?
Well, you're going to use two coats with ThermaGuard, one coat with fire barrier. Fire barrier is just going to prevent you from or reduce the chances of a fire spreading fast. And ThermaGuard does this as well to a certain degree, but mostly it's for blocking thermal energy. Another is TF sealant. To make soil hard. That's great stuff.
And so on that ThermaGuard, it would be $100 basically for 100 square feet with two coats, right?
Right.
Okay. All right. And, you know, how long have these products been out there?
It's been about 10 years. As far as I can remember, it was pretty close to, maybe it was about eight years, both of them. There's a whole lot more where that came from. Just take a look at the website, and you'll see there's...
Yeah, why don't you give your website and contact information again?
Yeah, befreetech.com is the website, befreetech.com. And the phone number is 386-322-1213.
And but once again, my contact information is email me at eugenebcolson@yahoo.com. EugeneBColson. EugeneBColson@yahoo.com. Now, have you been getting any help from any of the medias at all trying to push Dennis Lee's products?
No. Generally speaking, the media doesn't have any interest in any products that would bite the hand that feeds it. And so clearly the hydrolysis fuel cell and the pre-ignition catalytic converter are going to change who's in charge, or what's, not so much that, but it's going to change the balance of power. Because the people really are going to be empowered by these technologies. We're really, our objective with this company is energy systems and food systems, because this frees the population from the umbilical cords of government and the control mechanisms that are in place. When you're no longer dependent on the government for what you need, or in any way, the less dependent you are, the more free you are. And this is what we're trying to achieve. This is why energy systems and food systems that we're bringing are designed to free the public from, and also restore their birthright, because these technologies have been stolen from them. And so what we're bringing here is all these things that have been taken away from you, and bringing them back, but bringing free enterprise back to America, something that's been lost due to this scourge that has managed to gradually creep in and take over the halls of power. So we have no say now in what is what we're allowed to do, and now we have more and more tyranny, quote unquote, from really the small cabal of criminals that are running our planet.
Now, why will not Popular Mechanics put any of this Dennis Lee's stuff in their magazine?
Yeah, that's, again, for the same reason the CIA, I believe, runs that magazine, and they have pulled the plug on Dennis doing, I guess, advertising in that. They did get one ad in there, but since, I guess, that was been prevented, I don't know. We'll see.
Well, you know, I heard that they did an article after 9/11 saying it was an inside job, and that's when the NSA supposedly took over Popular Mechanics.
Okay. That wouldn't surprise me at all. It sounds right. And so since then, now they've been virtually controlled by the government.
Yeah.
The government is controlled by this little cabal that I was referring to, because ultimately it comes back to the Illuminati, who's manipulating all of this.
Well, let's not forget the Jesuits. You know, okay. Mid-level and above, most Jesuits are on this. I mean, there's a lot of good Jesuits out there, lower-level people that don't know what the upper levels are doing, and they're not bad people. The Catholics don't believe all the stuff you read about the Vatican. The Vatican is good or bad depending on who's in charge.
Mm-hmm.
And right now it's a good guy. But if the Jesuits get back in charge, it's like, you know, the Illuminati running this country and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
And this show is about mind control. And the mind control that they did to me was laboratory.
Mm-hmm.
I was known as a shadow warrior. Eugene B. Colson is my SEAL operational, Captain Eugene B. Colson name. Delta Force General Eugene B. Colson, notorious in all of special ops. And you and I have had numerous conversations, and you understand much more of what that is, correct, Kurt?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And not only do I want to be free from this, and I am not free yet, they can still get inside my head, but I want the country to be free economically as well.
Mm-hmm.
There are devices out there that could make you healthier. Aqua Chi machine. The EM probe does wonders. Dr. Holda Clark's The Zapper. There's a Heart of Gold formula. Mangosteen juice works great. And several other devices. The Rife machine that they make, which the AMA has pushed down. And destroyed the man because he was curing cancer with it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just a frequency machine. It costs $2,350. I mean, there is all sorts of technology out there that could make healthcare free or,
mm-hmm.
or part of everything much cheaper.
Mm-hmm.
Energy equipment that could put us free of energy ever again.
Right.
And the country would boom with all these technologies and manufacturing. We could start having a manufacturing industrial base. So I want to thank you, Kurt Anaheim, for coming on this show and explaining this to people, that the vast majority of the country is mind-controlled, and think the oil companies, everybody's doing the best they can, which is a lie. And so I'm going to thank you for coming on this show, Kurt.
It's been a pleasure. Thank you.
And I'm going to sign off with Eugene B. Colson at Mind Controlled America. And I want to thank Don Newsom and the BBS Internet Radio Network. And if you hear this show and you want others to hear it, you can download it later and listen to them all. In fact, I would encourage everyone to listen to all of my shows, because I deal with Area 51, mind control, how it's done, how to recognize it, because I guarantee everybody in this listening audience knows somebody who's mind controlled and they don't know it. And it's a horrific thing that they do to us to make us mind controlled. So this is Eugene B. Colson of Mind Controlled America signing off.
Where would $5,000 per week take you? Discover the exact details of a simple and proven system that quickly puts $5,000 to $10,000 in many students' pockets every week. What's most amazing is that there are almost no computer skills required, and you can start pulling in cash automatically within just a few hours. We are absolutely convinced that our proven system will create massive wealth for virtually anyone, and we'll prove it. Go to bbscashflow.com now and get all the details. That's bbscashflow.com.